The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 27th of September, and we have a beautiful day here in the city of Margate. We're looking at beautiful sunshine, nice temperature weather for this time of the year. We hope everybody's going to come out and enjoy that. I do want to make a very happy special announcement before we actually start the show. And I would like to be able to wish Janet a happy 40th birthday, which was last week.
Oh, wow.
So congratulations.
I'm only having those like every 5, maybe even every 10 years now. Yeah.
And it was last Friday, and anybody who comes in to see Janet today from 12 to 5 or tomorrow 12:30 to 5:30, I'm sure she'd like to hear your best wishes for a very happy birthday. So let me bring in Janet Cimarelli, the birthday girl from last week.
Oh, good morning, Al. Thank you very much for those good wishes. And I had a very, very lovely birthday, so thank you.
Well, I want to see you here for another 40 years at least,
so of course.
We have something to look forward to.
With all of these vitamins that I take, of course that's going to happen, right?
Well, that's the most important thing, keeping your health strong and keeping your body strong and your mind very, very sharp, which it is. So we thank you for that because I know you've helped thousands and thousands of people get through different health challenges during the course of the time that you've been associated with me. Over the years.
Certainly. More years than we care to divulge. And certainly, yes, a very long time helping people in this South Florida area, certainly with the radio shows, so important to be sharing the information we have. And then about all of the great prices that you share with the shoppers here at Save-A-Lot. So, yes, very, very good for our customers all around.
Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that, and I'm sure they do as well. Today we have a great guest with us, and we have a topic that I think everybody should pay attention to because it's something everybody has in their body but may not be taking care of it properly. And today we're going to help those people that have different conditions related to this particular topic today, overcome some of the difficulties they may have had over the years. So let me bring in our very special guest, Mr. Brendan Galgren. Brendan, good morning to you.
Very good morning to you, Al, and happy birthday, Janet.
Well, thank you so much, Brendan.
Now, where are you speaking to us from?
I am speaking to you from Clearwater, Florida, so not all that far from you.
All right. That's not too far from us. And I know your degree, you have an MBA from Bentley University, and you conduct health lectures to both physicians and the general public. And your particular research focused primarily on gut health, liver health, the endocrine system, adrenal fatigue, and, of course, Optimum Diets. And you are a radio show host or appearance on radio shows, and you do about 10 to 15 a month,
wow,
which is great. So you're giving people the opportunity to learn.
And thank you for the opportunity to speak to you and your guests, your viewers, rather. I appreciate that.
Well, we are looking forward to learning a lot more about what this particular part of the body can achieve and how it can help people overcome different health challenges they may have as it relates to this particular topic. Janet, I know you've had many situations where people come in and discuss different maladies. We had one woman come in yesterday, and the one I'm thinking about is a skin condition. and it bothered her arms and legs. And she was in a terrible agony because it was so uncomfortable. And I'm sure you've seen very similar situations, Janet, over the years as it relates to that.
Certainly. And when the ability of your body to detoxify, and we are all bombarded with all sorts of toxins on a daily basis, and when that detoxification pathway is compromised, unfortunately, very frequently, one of the symptoms of that compromise is an issue with inflammation, and the inflammation may manifest in the skin. And what we're talking about, first of all, is the entire line of Liver Medic. And I'm referring to not only your liver as an organ of detoxification, but your colon as well. And it's so critical for people to understand the development process and how they get to a situation with an inflamed skin, with headaches, with different discomfort in their digestive tract. So, Brendan, I'm going to start with, we talk about leaky gut, we talk about detoxification. How does leaky gut begin?
Yeah, great question. And when we're talking about inflammation and psoriasis and some of the other things that commonly come up, IBS and, you know, a little further down the line, diverticulitis and celiac and so forth, we're talking about more or less the same things, where the body is taking in things like antibiotics and glyphosate from GMO foods, from not from necessarily conventional farming, from this genetically modified farming, which allows farmers to dump about 10 to 20 times more toxins on their fruits and vegetables that end up in your grocery store, that end up on your plate, and that end up in your body. And those are the types of toxins. Antibiotics ends up stripping out the friendly bacteria from your digestive tract, and the toxins will go in, in particular, glyphosate goes in, compromises the gut lining. And if you can think about your gut lining is a pretty much akin or very close to the skin lining on the outside of your body. They're made up of epithelial cells. They are connected by sort of these bridges called desmosomes. And that's what makes up this skin lining in the digestive tract. And the toxins, glyphosate in particular, goes in. It breaks down the outer cell surface of these epithelial cells, and then it breaks those bridges in between cells. In addition to this, it also travels to the liver and complicates the liver, which we can get into. But when you strip out friendly bacteria and then you also compromise the integrity of the gut lining, you are going to make yourself very available to what we commonly refer to as leaky gut. And I think this is what you were referring to.
Absolutely. And I think that a lot of our listeners may be very familiar with the substance that you referred to, glyphosate, but a lot of our listeners may not know how contaminated their food may be with this terrible chemical. Tell our listeners a little bit of where it comes from, why it is used so ubiquitously in farming.
Yeah, and I oftentimes have these conversations with farmers, and it's not unusual for folks not to understand this chemical. A lot of farmers don't completely understand it, and there's a lot of myths and disinformation out there. So let's sort of clarify some of these things. So years ago, what we would do is we would use these conventional toxins to get rid of pesticides and other competing plants that would be in the harvest, that would, you know, steal nutrients from whether it be corn or soy or all kinds of grains or your vegetables, whatever it is. Well, now they've genetically modified the seeds so that it is resistant. So the vegetables and everything that we harvest is now resistant to this pesticide, commonly referred to as Roundup. There are other types of versions of Roundup, but they all contain glyphosate. There's other chemicals in there, too, that we don't necessarily know about, but we know glyphosate is a carcinogen and very dangerous. So what this avails the farmer to do is now he or she can go ahead and plant their harvest and not have to worry about pesticides and competing plants, provided that they douse the farmland with far more of this Roundup or other glyphosate-based chemicals than they did before. So you're not getting the amount of pesticide and herbicide that you were 20 or so years ago. You're getting way more. And it's innovative. In other words, it is in the plant. It's not like you can, you know, take your eggplant, your pepper, your corn home and wash it and all the pesticides are gone. It is inside the plant. So what ends up happening is an insect will go ahead and it'll bite into this vegetable or fruit and it'll die. And the way in which it dies is the inside, the digestive tract of the insect, it basically liquefies. And if you can, you know, extrapolate this out, if we are taking in a lot of fruits and vegetables, we not, might not be an insect, but our digestive tract is going basically the same way. And this is a big problem. And if you take a look at the trends, so maybe 40 or so years ago, we used to take a look at the amount of liver disease, and it was 75% of it was driven by alcoholism. Well, now it's completely inverted. Now only 25% of those with liver problems are driven by alcoholism. But the alcoholism hasn't gone down. The liver problems have gone up. And why is that? Because of the way we are farming and the foods that are getting onto our plate and into our body.
Brad, did I have a question? If someone does have leaky gut, how long would it normally take for the leaky gut to heal itself or heal with the ability to use one of the products that you have here, the leaky gut powder?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it depends on not only your current diet, but also the current state of disrepair, right? So oftentimes with our network of physicians, you know, we know from a clinical standpoint that people who come in who have sort of very severe leaky gut or diverticulitis, they will typically be put on a protocol of leaky gut repair for about 2 to 3 months, okay? And a lot of those individuals are, and I bet your listeners are probably nodding their head when I say, suffering from perhaps some pain, maybe not, certainly bloat, discomfort, possibly food allergies. Oh, I used to be able to eat that, but now I can't. Oh, it must be age. That's what the doctors say. That's not the case. So typically they will, especially the folks with diverticulitis and pain, they will see relief or feel relief within 24 to 48 hours. And the sort of the trick to a product like leaky gut repair is it's got to do a few things well. And that is, it's got to be able to close up large openings like ulcers. We do that with the zinc. It's got to be able to coat, so we have to protect the gut lining from everything in the lumen of the digestive tract that's causing problems, from bacteria to parasites to toxins, whatever. We do that with slippery elm, the marshmallow root. We have to throw in there ingredients that provide the building blocks for repair. And those are typically amino acids, but they're also other things. You know, glucosamine, NAG, MSM, licorice root, those do a lot of very beneficial things. We have to reduce the inflammation. If you do all of those things properly, you can unravel this relatively quickly.
And we need to unravel this discussion right into a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned. More to come with our special guest, Brendan Gogan.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, September 27th, and we have a very special guest today. We're speaking about liver health. And I know that one of the areas that you concentrate on, Janet, is advising people to try and use organic wherever possible.
Absolutely.
And this probably will help eliminate, in addition to the ability to use the leaky gut repair from Liver Medic, that will go in conjunction with eating the proper kind of foods. And I want to remind our listeners that this show will be rebroadcast tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. So if you missed any part of it today, tune in tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., or go to our website starting on Monday, where there will be an archive show. Today's show will be on the archive list of radio shows that we have done here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I also want to remind our listeners that Monday we are closed in the observance of the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah, and I wish all of our Jewish listeners and friends and customers Lashana Tova, a very happy and a very healthy and prosperous New Year to everyone. And we want to get back now to our very special guest, Brenda Gaughan. And where would you like to go from here, Brendan?
Well, it might not be a bad idea to go over just sort of the liver's role, I think, in the body, because I think this is sort of one of those places where people are like, the liver, yeah, okay, it's an organ in my body. Maybe it's not that important that I really focus on it, but I think people forget all the different responsibilities it has. Maybe there's a good place to start.
Okay.
So,
go ahead, Brendan.
Okay, so the liver is, in my opinion, probably one of the most important organs aside from the brain. I mean, even the heart, you know, that's a pump, we can replace that. But the liver conducts over 500 different chemical reactions. It cannot be replaced. It converts energy for the body, including fats, protein, and carbohydrates, right? It stores fat-soluble vitamins. So those individuals who are worried about their levels of vitamin A, D, E, K, B12, being properly methylated so that it's in its active form. That's all the liver, okay? It stores majority of the body's minerals, zinc, iron, magnesium, copper, okay? It is involved in creating a lot of the sex hormones, testosterone, progesterone, estrogen, and so forth. It is vitally important in the regulation of blood pressure along with the kidneys. It works with the pancreas and gallbladder. Those folks who've had their gallbladders removed because of stones or whatnot, a lot of the issues probably stem from the fact that the liver wasn't operating properly. If you don't get enough bile, which is the byproduct of detoxification, flowing from the liver into the gallbladder, that gallbladder doesn't get washed enough, and the bacteria in your small intestine don't get those nutrients from the bile. So this is a whole holistic issue taking place here. So that's kind of important that people understand that, and that liver is the second leading, liver cancer is the second leading cancer in the world. So, and if you have an issue with your liver, you're probably not going to feel it. That's the other big one.
is that it doesn't have nerve endings down there, so you're not going to get pain from it. Okay, and a lot of people walk into doctor's offices. If the doctor is sharp enough to request a panel on your liver, which most of them don't do, or certainly don't do often enough, they'll do what's called a elevated liver enzyme test. And a lot of times, people are way out of range, and the doctors look at that and say, well, there's no pharmaceutical solution for this. Lose some weight. You know, that's the doctor's go-to, right? Lose some weight, eat less meat, stay away from fats, and that's basically it. Eat more vegetables. And this is sort of a recipe for disaster, because really, most times you should be taking in more meat, just the right, you know, non-toxic forms. The right fats, the non-toxic forms, should be reducing the types of toxins that you take into the body. And whenever you lose weight, this is really important that the listeners pay attention to this part, take detoxifying products. You can take the herbs, or you can take the supplements. So either one. But when you lose weight, you break down fats. When you break down fats, oftentimes those fats were there to control the levels of toxins in the blood. It was storing the toxins. So your toxin levels in your circulatory system go way up, and that's dangerous. So just important things to know.
Very important things to share with our listeners. So here's the question, which comes first? Is it important to support the health of the liver and the ability of the liver to get rid of those accumulated toxins? Or should you first begin with repairing your gut? Certainly, as you are loosening those toxins and they are being hopefully eliminated efficiently, we need a highly functioning gut. So does one come before the other, or do they come simultaneously?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. I bet a lot of listeners are probably thinking that, too, and it's one of the most common questions we get. So just a little bit of background real quick. We started with hepatobin, which is the liver cleanse product, and we really didn't know the answer to this question either. We just knew that if you're going to be removing toxins from the body and reducing the concentration of them in the body, well, it also makes sense. You got to make sure that, you know, the castle wall is built. Otherwise, the new toxins are just going to replace the old. So that was the philosophy behind formulating hepatobin, where half of the formulation is focused on leaky gut repair, and the other half is focused on really hardcore detoxing agents for the liver. Obviously, all the ingredients have a symbiotic relationship with each other. So we put this out to the marketplace. We were handing it to physicians, and a lot of the physicians were coming back and saying, look, you know, the liver enzyme tests are coming back very positive. Everything's dropping, which is great. But a lot of these folks have much more severe leaky gut than even hepatobin can sort of address. And that was the reason that we came out with leaky gut repair. So my philosophy on this, and this is after listening to, you know, over 1,000 different individuals and probably tens, if not hundreds of physicians, is that I think they more or less have to happen at the same time. I don't think there's necessarily a benefit to doing one before the other. But if an individual says, where can I start? I can only take one of these. I would probably start with the digestive. I would start with a leaky gut repair, because if that's out of whack, the amount of toxins flowing into the body can be quite high. You are also probably malnourished, and it promotes an imbalance in bacteria, which means unhealthy bacteria move in. They start to consume nutrients, vitamins, and aminos. They give things off like ammonia, which is a toxin, and gives you brain fog, amongst other things. So you end up being malnourished, in poor shape, and a lot more toxins in the body. So that's typically where I would start. But most folks that are in this category, you probably need a liver cleanse. It's not typically going to happen, even if you go to a really strict, good organic diet.
Okay, now one of the foods that I typically recommend to people who come to see me and who are dealing with liver issues, I tell them beet juice and using beets on a regular basis. I pretty much tell them that is a vegetable source medicine for your liver. Does the sugar content in the beet do anything to compromise the effectiveness of hepatobian or the leaky gut repair?
No, and I think that's great advice. And as a matter of fact, I'll back you up on this. I normally start my mornings by juicing beets, celery, ginger, lemon, and I'll throw some carrots in. And I know that people are, you know, they're a little hesitant because a lot of folks with liver issues also have either they're pre-diabetic or they have full-blown type 2 diabetes. And there's a reason for that, which we can get into later if you'd like. But no, the, you know, taking a beet juice or any of those things does not compromise whatsoever hepatobin or leaky gut repair. And as a matter of fact, so my background is molecular biology. I spent a couple of years in the pharmaceutical industry. Please don't hold that against me. But I'm aware of a lot of the pharmaceutical drugs that people are typically taking that have these complications, these health complications. So we're specifically formulating these products. They do not have contraindications.
Okay, now Liver Medic has leaky gut repair as a powder, leaky gut repair in capsules. So leaky gut repair in capsules, maximum support. Use them together or start with one first and then add in the next one?
Yeah, good question. I think that it really comes down to the individual. A lot of times we have folks that do a lot of travel or they have very busy schedules. And maybe they're not used to taking a shake. So doing things like, you know, picking up a bottle of capsules is a lot more convenient for them. I personally prefer the powder, and that's because, you get a lot more per dollar spent. I think that's really important. But for the most part, you know, they're almost identical. So it's really a convenience factor. That's what it comes down to, I think. The powder does have a couple of other ingredients in there. I think it's got aloe and some other things to sort of help, promote some of the health of the skin lining. And we only did that in the powder because we couldn't really fit it in the capsule. So that's the only difference.
Brenda, the powder, I hear some music.
Okay.
When we come back, my question has to do with a scoop of powder for someone with leaky gut is viable or should be increased to 2 based upon their condition. So I'll give it back to Janet.
Okay. So when we come back, we'll get a little bit more information on using the Liver Medic Leaky Gut Repair Powder. That music means it's time for us to take a break. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and our special guest today, the Liver Medic, Brendan Gogan. And we'll be right back.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Janna Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. 2 easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with 2 capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 27th of September. As a reminder again, Save a Lot will be closed on Monday in honor of the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah. And just so you're aware of it, on October 9th, we'll be closed for the holiday of Yom Kippur, which is a fast day in the Jewish religion. Janet Cimarelli is available today from 12 to 5. Tomorrow, Saturday, she'll be here from 12:30 to 5:30. And as a point of information, if you didn't get one of our emails, I'm going to let you know now that there's going to be a special seminar here in Janet's office on October 7th, Monday, at 3 o'clock. The topic that we'll be speaking about is how to improve your health with something called copper peptides. And I think anybody who has any kind of health challenge, such as leaky gut, would definitely want to come in here or make an appointment because it's limited seating. The number you want to call is a store number and request a seat on October 7th to listen to the presentation Janet's going to make on collagen peptides. Number here is 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. We are open today until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Saturday, we open 9 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And we do have a special promotion going on with New Chapter. All New Chapter products are 15% off today and tomorrow. The entire line of LiverMedic is 10% off everyday low price. And I'm going to quote some of those prices right now. The leaky gut repair that we've been speaking about with Brendan, which is a 30-day supply, has a suggested retail price of $39.99. We have an everyday low price of only $27.99, and from that price, you're going to get an additional 10% off. The leaky gut repair capsules, which is 60 capsules in a bottle, has a suggested retail of $23.99. We have an everyday low price of only $16.79, and again, you'll get an additional 10% off. And the other product that we touched upon was Hepabin. Did I say that right?
Close.
close enough.
That's okay. That's a fatty liver cleanse, 60 capsules in a bottle, has a suggested retail of $29.99. We have an everyday low price of only $20.99, and again, you'll get an additional 10% off. Question that I asked before the break. Also, I want to insert something about probiotics, and what part does probiotics play in the whole process, Brendan?
Yeah, a very critical part. So this is a sort of a common question and one that we should sort of there's a sequence to this. So let's discuss this real quick. So if you're sort of maybe some of your listeners can sort of imagine this. If you're a bacteria and you're floating into a foreign place, you want to enter a building that's in good condition, not bad, right? So, you know, broken windows, broken refrigerator, doors off the hinges, not necessarily a place you want to call home. So the important thing is when you think about probiotics is that the gut lining has to be in pretty good condition in order for the probiotics that you're taking into your body to stay there. And that's the whole point. Probiotics, reasonably expensive products to be buying. If you're putting it in your body, you don't want them flowing out the other end, right? So that's really important. Probiotics are important once we displace things like candida and high concentrations of C. diff and H. pylori, some of those deleterious bacteria. We need probiotics to come in there and take over that new real estate. But there's a sequence to this. So if you can heal the digestive tract first and then take the probiotics afterwards, that's really important. And I think the other part of that would be if you're healing the digestive tract, just make sure that you don't have an overpopulation of candida, because they are the ones that are most opportunistic and move into a healed gut lining sort of the quickest.
Janet, over the years, you've had a lot of women And I use the word women because I think it primarily affects them more than it does men, unless you feel differently.
Well, I'm kind of disagreeing with that.
Okay.
And the reason that I'm disagreeing with it is that for women, they might be more attuned to symptoms of candida overgrowth than gentlemen. They might be they might have a greater awareness that candida is an issue than a gentleman. And Brendan, jump in here because I'm on some thin ice.
No, as a matter of fact, I agree with you 110%. I absolutely agree with you. Men typically aren't as in tune with their bodies as women, which is one of the reasons why 70% of the folks coming into health food stores are women, and they're typically buying products for their husbands or their sons or some of the, you know, some of the men in their life. But men just don't pick up on this, and I think, I don't know, this could be a whole biological discussion.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
Women are just more in tune with their bodies for obvious reasons. So, but yeah, candida is something that I would say a majority of people have an issue with. American food is just saturated with sugar. We consume way too much carbohydrates. You know, 100 years ago, the average person was consuming about 12 pounds of sugar per year. Now it's over 140. Do you think that has some, you know, influence over the amount of candida you have in your digestive tract? Absolutely. And candida is systemic and has been correlated with the C word, cancer. So you do not want this stuff in high concentrations in your body.
Absolutely.
Well, this particular candida complex that you have here does have a small amount of probiotics in it. And the recommended dose is 2 capsules daily with water. Is that before meals or after meals or during meals?
Yeah, you guys are asking all the right questions. So it would be best if people took candida complex on an empty stomach. And the reason is that there are enzymatic ingredients in here, proteases and cellulases, that are designed to break down the outer shell of candida so that the other ingredients in here can go after how candida actually metabolize and operates from a physiological standpoint to arrest them. So if you're taking it with food, that could compromise that and therefore reduce its effectiveness. So great question.
Well, Janet, we move on to the after the candida complex. We're back to proper diet again.
We're always back to proper diet.
So I think that's something you make a point of.
Absolutely. So you want the best effect from any positive supplement that you are using to achieve a specific health benefit. If you're expecting that to come out of a container, not be on your plate, then you're not going to get the 100% possible beneficial outcome than if you were doing everything to support your health. So you can't take these supplements and continue down the standard American diet path, which is far, far too much sugar, far too much toxic accumulation, be it from pesticides, herbicides, preservatives, colors. And that leads me to tell our listeners about LiverMedic being a company so that doesn't have talc, dextrose, polyethylene glycol, artificial colors. So I'm looking at the Candida Complex formula, and I always tell my clients to look at other ingredients. Yes, you want to see that the formula is a high-quality formula, but then you want to make sure that you're not poisoning yourself with the other ingredients. The other ingredients in Candida Complex, rice flour, and cellulose capsule shell, nothing else. And then when you look at the LiverMedic leaky gut repair, what are the other ingredients? Stevia to sweeten it, some natural mint chocolate flavoring, and that's it. No GMOs, no sugar, no wheat, no gluten, none of the things that truly are contributing to leading you toward a path of illness. Okay.
I have a question for both of you, both Brendan and Janet. Based upon our discussion this morning having to do with the cleansing of the liver, all the information I've read, the population here in the United States is about 70% overweight or obese. Would you venture to say that the people that are affected most by leaky gut are overweight?
Okay. wake up, Janet. No, most likely, yeah. I would say that when your digestive system is impaired, it doesn't work to burn calories. And your digestive system is impaired because the calories you're feeding it are really contaminated calories. Brendan, what do you say?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, and I'll give you an example of this too. So what ends up happening is if you have a compromised digestive tract, you're not able to absorb nutrients properly, right? So the body is constantly sending you signals, I got to eat, I got to eat, I got to eat. And a lot of times I have clients that call and they say, I was, you know, a size whatever, I was an athlete. We have professional athletes that go on our products, and they are in a obese state. I don't know how this happened. It happened 3 years ago. I was taking an antibiotic, or I was on, NSAIDs because of an injury, and all of a sudden I've got weight I cannot get rid of, and I've completely cut back on my caloric intake. So what is happening here? So I said, the body is constantly sending you signals, I'm not getting enough nutrients. You're taking in, perhaps you've changed your diet and everything is healthy. You have a irregularity, a dysbiosis. The bacteria in your digestive tract aren't the right bacteria anymore. They're not helping you absorb. They're consuming it now. Okay, so you're not getting those. And now your body is going into a state in where it slows down the metabolism, it starts to hoard fat, the toxins that are coming into the body because you have leaky gut are streaming into the liver, and the liver is sort of a defense mechanism that creates fat cells to store the toxins. So there's a number of things. You're caught in this spiral as to why you can even cut back on your caloric intake and still not drop the weight. So, yeah, that's a really important critical step, correcting and healing the digestive tract if you want to lose weight and get back to where you were before.
Now, once somebody helps them overcome the leaky gut, is there a product or is one of the products good to take on a quarterly basis, a half-yearly basis, or a yearly basis to maintain good liver health? But I hear that music, Janet, so we'll have to talk that after.
Okay, so maintaining your liver health, it's on the agenda when we come back from this break. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and we will be back with our very special guest, Brendan Gogan, after this break. Stay tuned.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, September 27th. And if you missed any part of the show that we're doing right now, tune in tomorrow morning at 1470 AM or 95.3 FM and listen to this important information that Brendan is sharing with us today. And if you cannot get up early enough to listen to the show tomorrow morning, go to our website on Monday, and it'll be on our website giving you the same information that you're hearing about today. And if you may want to hear it more than once, because in some people's minds, they have to be convinced that this is what they have to do. And it's tough giving up a diet of junk food and going on to a diet of more organic-type foods and cleansing the liver to help make you feel better. If you missed the earlier announcement, New Chapter products are 15% off everyday low price today and tomorrow only. Plus, you'll be able to get a $4 and $5 coupon in addition to the 15% off that'll help you induce to get some new products at extremely low prices. Janet Cimarelli will be conducting a seminar on October 7th, Monday at 3 o'clock. And the purpose of the seminar is to help people understand copper peptides. And this is a fascinating subject that I think everybody that's looking to improve their health will want to attend. But you have to make a reservation because seating is limited. And the number to call is a store number, which is 754-307-1655. It's 754-307-1655. And as a reminder, Janet is here today from 12 to 5. She'll be here tomorrow, Saturday, from 12:30 to 5:30. Save-A-Lot is open today until 7. Tomorrow, Saturday, we open at 9 a.m. and we close at 6 p.m. And we can get back to Brendan now with the answer to the question on whether people that have helped themselves overcome the liver leaky gut problem should maintain some sort of maintenance program thereafter.
Yeah, so the answer to that is absolutely. And I agree with Janet earlier when she talks about, you know, juice and beets. That is certainly important. But I typically tell people you need to be on a regular maintenance regimen, which means taking a product like hepatobin, a liver cleanse, twice a year. So twice a year you ought to be taking this product. And I think that's because we just live in such a toxic environment. I'm sure you probably talk about the toothpastes, the shampoos, the deodorants, the soaps, and that's just the personal health care products, the makeup and so forth, on top of all of the food and the glyphosate that we discussed before. It's just too much for the body to take in. We need to help promote good health, and the only way to do that is really supplementation.
We only have a couple of minutes left, Brendan, and maybe we can get into the serrapeptase and the ZenCalm.
Sure. So the serrapeptase is something that we added to the line because, well, two things. It does two things, for us at least, although it has a lot of other applications. Those folks that have endometriosis, you'll know what I'm talking about. But serrapeptase for us, we put it in the line because it reduces biofilm and it reduces, helps to support the reduction of scar tissue. And a lot of times folks that have liver issues, they will have so much of a concentration of broken hepatic cells within the liver that the body says, okay, we're going to create some fibrous tissue here, scar tissue. And we need to reduce that so that we can get a buildup of healthy hepatic cells after we remove the toxins. The biofilm is, you know, nobody has ever heard of this before, is a combination in your body, especially the lumen of the digestive tract, of mucus and parasites and bacteria and heavy metal in particular. And they have a tendency to ball up, shield themselves from your own immune system. Our immune system cannot break double bonds, which the increase of heavy metals in biofilm will prevent it from breaking. And they'll sit right in between these epithelial cells, opening up those channels, sort of the textbook definition of leaky gut. Serrapeptase, one of the strongest naturally occurring enzymes out in nature, comes right in, breaks those double bonds. The immune system can go after everything that's inside, and then it can travel to organs like the liver, start to reduce scar tissue. And for those women out there, 1 in 10 suffer from endometriosis. Great application for them in that regard as well. So,
Brendan,
that is peptase.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but if nobody has any liver issue, could they use the serapeptase on a regular basis?
Yeah, and again, it's for the same purposes. You know, our digestive tract, you think about it, we're eating 3 or 4 meals per day. There's all kinds of hazards that we take into our body without knowing about it. And serapeptase is a real strong, powerful enzyme, sort of break things up. And it just overall helps with digestion. And a lot of people come back to us and they say, I didn't realize I had an issue, but I took serapeptase and now, you know, my stool is normal. They say that about hepatidin and candida complex too. It depends what's going on in your digestive tract, but it certainly doesn't seem to hurt.
Well, could it be used in conjunction with a probiotic?
Yes, certainly can be used in conjunction with a probiotic. Absolutely. Yep. That's a good application.
Well, this particular product has a suggested retail price of $26.99. We here at Save-A-Lot have an everyday low price of only $18.89. Keep in mind that all the Livermedic products carry our EDLP program, which is 10% off our everyday low prices. And the sugar balance that we spoke about earlier has a suggested retail price of $22.99. We have an everyday low price of only $16.19. And again, this qualifies for an additional 10% off. And the Candida Complex also is everyday low price of $18.89, but you get an additional 10% off. And the last product, Janet, is the ZenCalm, which I think a lot of people probably can really use because you've dealt with people that are stressed out. They just don't know where to turn, what to do, how they can sleep a normal 6, 7, or 8 hours without getting up 4 or 5 times. And the ingredients in there are things that people are familiar with. They've worked before. They'll continue to work. And, again, this particular product is so well put together that people would benefit a great deal by taking 2 of those tablets every night.
Well, with the ZenCalm, they can take it during the day. So anxiety, a very stressful day, possibly including travels, possibly just very demanding activities over the course of the day, and your brain feels scrambled, you can't focus, you are kind of cranky because there's this overwhelming situation for the day. So 2 capsules and you're handling the stress that's coming at you, and 2 capsules and you kind of calm your brain down a little bit so that you focus and you can handle again everything that you need to deal with over the course of the day. So magnesium, B6, B12, thiamine, B1, but then this beautiful herbal adrenal blend, ashwagandha, rhodiola, schisandra, passion flower, and then a very specific form of GABA. And people who say, well, I've tried GABA before, maybe you haven't found the most bioavailable form of GABA, and it is in the ZenCalm. So beautiful, beautiful formulation for keeping calm, but keeping your mind very, very sharp. So this is one to use during the day. Because it has all of these calming aspects to it, it certainly could be used at the end of the day too.
And it's so inexpensive, Janet. The everyday low price here at Save-A-Lot is only $11.29,
and
they're getting 10%
off.
So it's very, very inexpensive to get some quality assurance that you're going to calm yourself down in a reasonable amount of time.
It is a given on any day here at Save-A-Lot. I will have people coming in asking me for something to take the edge off their level of stress. So Zen Calm is it.
Brendan, we only have a minute left. Why don't you wrap up all your thoughts and leave them with our listeners so they have a very good idea how to improve liver health?
Sure. And by the way, I couldn't have described Zen Calm any better. That was perfect. I'm going to have to take you on the road with me. So, and one of the reasons why we developed that product is because it is such a great adrenal balancer. And when you are taking care of your liver, that's really a necessity. The physicians have sort of pointed us in that direction. So when you take a look at a line like LiverMedic, it is important to understand that when you're talking about overall health, you're trying to reduce the toxin load, you're trying to reduce pro-inflammatory components in the blood. The best way to do that is to get rid of things like candida and parasites and detoxify the liver with products like hepatidin, and it needs to be a clean product. That's important. That's what we do.
Fabulous, fabulous information being shared with our listeners. I thank you so much for the work that you do and the education that you provide. And to our listeners, you can come in to Save-A-Lot from 11 to 2 and have all of your questions answered with regard to today's show. I'm Janet Cimarelli. This has been the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with our very special guest, Brendan Goen. And we will be back next Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.